Welcome to another episode of Living Your Sparked Second Half. When this episode publishes, I am going to be in Thailand, and I thought something fun to do would be, because I always love getting good ideas from people on gadgets and things to make my life easier. So I thought, why not I share a bunch of things that I got for my trip? Partly because I'm going far, a couple things I got because of that, and I'm going to be on the airplane for quite some time, and other things were just things that I had wanted to get at some point, and I just took the action finally to get them. And so I thought what I'd do here is I did a little video on social media and shared some of the stuff, and it was a quick video. And I got some interest. People were like, oh, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is valuable stuff. So let me share it on my podcast. What I'll do is in the show notes. So if you're watching this or listening to it on my website, it's very easy to see the show notes there. And I'll share my links so you can go right to the product on Amazon. All but one of them, I'm going to share 11. All but one of them I got on Amazon. So I'll share my link so you can go straight there. Makes it easy. Also, you might want to watch this on YouTube. This would probably be one of the best episodes to watch the video of, because I'm going to be showing the products on screen. So if you're listening, you can still get benefit because my description of it might be of interest enough to go look at the product. But seeing it is so much of getting the full picture of what it is. All right, so let's get to it. I want to show you what I got for my trip. Here we go. Okay, the first thing, some of you might know what this is. It's a little round circular thing that looks like if you play golf, you know those things you put when you take up your ball, a ball marker? That's what it looks like. But it is called an Apple AirTag. And these will actually track your baggage. So you put it in your bag. It's really helpful for checked bags. When I went to Scotland, just a little anecdote is when I went to Scotland, there were 10 couples that we all converged at this castle, and at least one of the people in the couple, their luggage didn't arrive with them. One couple never got their luggage. In another case, they didn't get their luggage until the day before they left Scotland. And most of them had to wait at least like 2 days and were out buying clothes because they didn't get their luggage. The people that got their luggage sooner had these AirTags. I didn't know what they were. I had never heard of them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get one for my next trip. So next time I check a bag, and I'm checking a bag. So Apple AirTag. I also wrote down the prices. It's really helpful to know how much stuff is. One of them was $24. You can buy them in bulk. So you can buy like four for cheaper. So if you have a family trip, great gift for your fellow travelers or even Christmas presents. So that's Apple AirTag. So the other thing, going on a long trip, I've never done these, but I know they're really valuable. And I have had my ankle swell before. And it's not fun because sometimes it takes a couple of days for that to go down. So I bought these compression socks. And the reason why I wanted to share these is because I did some research and it was overwhelming. There's so many companies that do these and some of them are really cheap. And I decided to go the more expensive route. I actually Googled what the best compression socks were. And this is from Sockwell. And Sockwell is a company that really specializes in these. And these have graduated compression. Supposedly they're really hard to put on. So I'll find that out before I get on my plane tomorrow. But there was also many, many different designs. So I got these. I spent on these. What were my compression socks? Of course, $29.99. So $30 for a pair of socks. That's a lot, but they keep my legs from swelling or my ankles from swelling. And yeah, like I said, it took me a while to find the right design, but like somebody who's born on Valentine's Day needs hearts on their socks, right? Okay. So next thing. Now I have one of these, but it doesn't go compact. So you probably have one. It's a neck pillow. But if you can see, it looks like a little ball because it's inflatable and it tucks in. So you can actually untuck it and it you blow it up and it doesn't take forever. Like in the old days when you had to, before we had air pumps to pump up mattresses and things, they've gotten more sophisticated with the blow up thing. So apparently it doesn't take too many blows and you blow it up and you have it. It's mine. The one I got is super, super soft. And it also has, if you can see this on the video, instead of being a circle, like a lot of neck pillows are, it has a flat backside. So a lot of people, when they wear these neck things, because they're circular, it pushes their neck forward. And this is meant so it's more comfortable. You can get more straight up with it. I tend to, when I wear these, I swing them around to the front. So the opening is in the back and then I have the front and rest my head on my front. I'm just weird like that. All right. So I like to do things differently. Okay. Different strokes for different folks. Next thing is gummies. And these aren't cannabis gummies. These are melatonin gummies. These were recommended to me by my cleaning lady, actually, because she recently went on a long trip, airplane trip, went to Dubai, and she said, you got to get these. These will help so much. I have trouble sleeping on airplanes because I think it's just the adrenaline. I'm so excited and I want to do all the things and it's just uncomfortable too. And so I have a funny story about that, by the way. I one time took it was a muscle relaxer. I think I had had these prescriptions for muscle relaxers and muscle relaxers make you tired. So I thought, oh, I'll just take one of these when I was flying over to Europe and that'll help me sleep. But I, being stupid, I drank a glass of wine before we got on the plane. Then when I got on the plane, before I took my pill, I had another glass of wine. So I'm two glasses of wine in, and then I take that pill. And apparently when you go up in the sky at 35,000 feet, your brain, the chemicals work differently and you feel the effects more. And guess what? I fainted on the airplane and I woke up in the galley on the floor with smelling salts. Yes. So I will not do wine with my gummies. I will just do my gummies. And it's a mixture of melatonin, theanine, I don't know what that is, and botanicals. And I got the blackberry Zen kind. And my gummies, you can get them. I just got 60 because I thought I'm just going on a trip. I don't have trouble sleeping normally. So you can get 120 if you have a family and you need to give everybody gummies. But yeah, the 60 count is $18.20. And obviously the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. All right. This is the coolest thing. It's called BevLedge. And it comes with its own little BevLedge packet or sack, BevLedge little sack you can put it in. But the thing I love about it, and if you're not watching, it's flat. It goes completely flat, very easy to put in like a backpack when you're on flying. I always go with backpacks. But anyways, the idea here, BevLedge, it kind of says what it is, BevLedge. And the thing I also like about it is it's got the instructions. So if you forget how to open it up and set it up, the instructions are there. It also has little icons for what the different little things are for. Like it has all these different holes. So it is meant as an assistant, if you will, to your tray. So if you think about when you go on a trip, you open your tray, what do you use your tray for? You use your tray for your drinks, you use it for your food, you use it for your computer, your laptop, your iPad, your phone, everything goes on your tray and the trays are not very big. And you can't keep anything on with your food. So you can't like multitask, which I like to do while you're eating or while you're even having a drink. You always have to worry about spilling a drink. When my youngest daughter she wasn't old enough to have her own seat, or she was, and we just were fudging it, but she was around two and we had her on our lap. And I'll never forget, we weren't going very far. We were flying from Virginia to Atlanta and she spilled, like she knocked, there was a soda and she knocked it. She was soaking wet. I think I don't think I got it. I think my ex-husband got it. He got the brunt of it. But yeah, a whole drink spilled all over her and my ex-husband. So it was not a pretty sight. So we could have used a Bevledge. All right. So the Bevledge is you just open it up and you just stick these two little prongs into these slots. And believe it or not, you're not going to believe where this goes. Okay. It goes like this. This is the way it goes. And so it goes flat like that. These two little doohickeys here, those slide into the window. So these little tabs are meant for airplane windows. And you just put it against the window, slide it down, and it sets in the window. And windows in planes are pretty standard, apparently, because I was reading the reviews that, you know, people are using it and they're shocked it like works on every plane. So that's super great. So I'm excited to use this so I can have my drinks in these holes. See, there's two drink holes for those that are listening. This is for your phone. I don't know if I have my phone with me. Yes, I do. So here, I'll show you. So this is for your phone. Your phone sets there. Your glasses, it has a spot on either side for glasses. So you set your glasses like that. So look at that. And it has a place for your earphones. So if you have earphones, I mean, a lot of people have wireless ones now, but if you have earphones that are on cords, I have some that I take with me, a place for a pen or a pencil. Look at that. You put your little pen or pencil in there. So cool. So this was so worth it. I can't wait to use it. $19.99. So $20. So you won't spill a drink on your lap. All right, next. This was a last minute purchase and I heard about it because I'm going on a yoga retreat and the person who runs the retreat sets up a chat thread on WhatsApp with all the people who are going on the retreat because we have to meet up and it helps people find each other and connect, right? We meet each other before we go and it's really fun. So somebody said they were taking, somebody asked about, are there hair dryers in the room? Of course, you think they are. They're in every hotel room, but we're going to a little bit of a rustic, I think, place. And it's not like a 5-star hotel and they don't have blow dryers. You can ask for a blow dryer at the front desk, but I don't want to be without a blow dryer. So I ended up and I have been to Europe and tried to use my adapter. I've tried to use my adapter and with a blow dryer and a blender. And blew the fuse. So don't use high powered, like there's certain things that you can't use the adapters with. And so I had no idea that you could get a travel dual wattage. So you can switch it from 120 to 125 to 250 is what this one says. Hope it works. But anyway, so I can just switch it when I get there. And yeah. I'm gonna not blow up a blow dryer. So that's what I'm gonna do with my hair. Oh, and the blow dryer was, how much was the blow dryer? $32.88. Dual voltage, it seems like if you just get a travel hair dryer, they're like $19.99. But because it's dual voltage, it is a little bit more expensive. All right, moving along. This is actually something I got for Christmas. Because when I was in Scotland, I blew up my blender and I like to do my protein shakes when I go on trips. So I got this and it was cheap blender. I don't know if I have the price for the blender, but it was really inexpensive. I'll actually put the link and the price in the show notes or the description below the YouTube video, but it's not anything fancy, but it works with USB. Now, one of the issues with this is it's lower power. So you can't really do like frozen bananas in it. But if you just have ice and liquid, I think it'll work fine. So I'm excited to try it out. It's very lightweight and you just have to hook it up to a USB cord and use that. So that's my blender, my travel blender. Okay. So the other thing is, and I don't have it here to show you, but I have an adapter. I got an adapter that is multifunctional. So they used to have like separate plugs. So if you're going to England, you needed this kind of plug. And if you were going to China, you need this kind of plug. And so there, different places have different, like some have two, some have three. And even in the US, our older plugs only have two and some have three, but those, they're all 110 versus 220. So what you do is you have this, it's just a square and you can slide it. There's a slide in it. It's so cool. You slide it and the right one pops out. So if you want need this one, you slide it, pops out. Don't want that one. Okay, push a button, it pops back in. Slide another one. That version. So you can really, it's so versatile. And I heard about it when I went to Greece because the person's doing the retreat, she recommended it. And so I'll put a link to the adapter I got. So if you're going overseas, you'd want to, if you don't have an adapter, you should get one of these. So I'll put the link to the adapter, even though I'm not showing it, and the price that it was. All right. So this is another thing that I was very excited about, something I needed, but I hadn't put the effort in to do any research and try to find it. I have put effort in where I've gone to stores like Ulta and Home Goods and places where they have little makeup bags. And I just haven't been able to find exactly what I wanted. I have one that's pretty good, but the limitation of my one that I have now, it doesn't hang. And it's so nice because if you have a bathroom, if you travel to a place and the bathroom doesn't have a lot of counter space or shelves to put your stuff in, then, or even to set your makeup bag on, then it makes it more difficult. So I wanted one that I could hang on a towel rack. And so it's similar to mine because I have these clear sections in mine and you can put different things. I have makeup in one. I have like makeup, like little circular makeup removal pads, Q-tips, just a variety and assortment, my travel toothpaste, my toothbrush, my contacts, a lot of things go in here. So this is great. So I got a new one, it hangs, but this is what's so cool and why I ended up with this one as opposed to another one I was looking at. And it is that it has a front that unzips, and the front that unzips is a jewelry case, basically. So it has, you put your rings here, dangly earrings here. You've got, pierced ears here, has little holes. Yeah, I'm not a big jewelry freak, but I do take a little bit of jewelry. And so I'm very excited about my new makeup bag. And my makeup bag, which is a toiletry hanging bag, was only $16.98. So $17. All right. Moving on. Okay, now for some clothes to show you what I got clothes-wise. And then we'll move on to, so I have two pieces of clothing and then I have two larger articles that are meant to enhance my packing experience. All right, so I'm going on a yoga retreat, like I said. So we need leggings, right? My husband would disagree because I have a zillion leggings. But one thing I discovered last summer was using the bike shorter leggings, and because your legs get hot. I only had capri length, and I found shorter ones on Amazon, and I was like, I want to try these, and I've loved them. They were, the ones I bought were solid color, but then I found some really cute colorful ones. So these are, I wear a lot of blue, and oh, the other requirement, they have pockets on the side. Because my phone, when you travel, well, I'm not wearing these on the plane, but I wear long ones. In fact, I'm wearing long ones right now. And the long ones requirement is pockets, side pocket, at least one side pocket, because I like my phone to be easy access, because a lot of things are on my phone now, my boarding passes and all the things. And when you stand in line, you want to pull your phone out and look at stuff, because gosh, remember when we used to wait in line and we had to actually we didn't have anything to do while we waited in line except talk to people or get mad. Now we can wait in line. And if we're at the airport and we're trying to change planes, before we get to the customer service agent, we can actually change it on our phone before we get there. So it's really great to have a phone handy. So pockets are essential. But these are the cutest little, I can't wait to have them because it's going to be super, super hot in Thailand. And I don't want to have long leggings and get really sweaty. All right. I was inspired by this next purchase. My daughter came to visit and we went to Old Navy and she loves Old Navy and you can get really good deals at Old Navy. Plus they have a lot of kids stuff. So I saw these cute pair of pants, and I'll do a picture on social media of them. I don't have them handy here with me, but think of when you go to an island, they look like island pants. They're green, like palm tree leaves on them. And they're just really baggy and comfy. And I love baggy, comfy pants. And I don't have enough of them. I have one pair and I forgot. It was in back of my closet for a couple of years. I forgot about it. And I got it out last summer. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to wear these more often because they're so comfortable. But I'm really picky because some of those stretchy pants, they have a shorter waist, elastic waist, and they pinch my waist. You know, I've never had the best like waist. I feel like my waist is a little thick and I'm not real curvaceous. So a lot of things cut me in the middle and then they make my hips, like if the waist and the elasticity is, and if you're like my frame, you'll understand. And then that makes the material below it pop out, if that makes sense. So I found these and I love them. First of all, they're so comfortable. They are, I just held them up. You can get them in all different colors. I chose basic black. But what I love about them, look at the wide waist. Look at how wide that will not pinch me. That will make me look very svelte, if that's possible. But they might, the mere material here, and it gathers in the front. So it does not pop out on the side, because if the waist was this narrow, it would hit me right in the middle of my waist. And then it would like kind of pop out. But because it's the width of the waist is so wide, this drops down the side of it. The seam drops down lower on your hips. And I'm not a fashion designer, but I know what my body likes, and my body is very receptive to this style. So I love these pants. In fact, I was going to buy another color and I thought, well, I'll just wear them in Thailand and see if I still like them as much. I'm going to invest in another pair for the summer because they're great. And you buy them, I got mediums. I'm like 145-ish. And five and a half. And so I got the mediums, fit perfect. And I got the 28mm seam, and I have about an inch left at the bottom. So little small sandal heels would work. I could probably wear no heels, but they would drag on the ground a little bit. I was hoping to get something like that would touch right the ground, but they just had 28 and then it went down to 22. For those of you who are a little shorter, or I guess I could wear the 22 length, but they would be a little short on me. They would be capris, and that would be kind of funny, those baggy pants with capris. But, you know, people wear those things. They wear, you know, anything goes these days. All right. So those pants were $26.98. All right. So the next thing I'm going to show you or explain is, it's called a Zip Cube. And this company, the next two products I'm going to show you, it's a company that went on Shark Tank, which I didn't even realize. When I started to look at the stuff, I was like, I think I've heard this name before, because I'm a big Shark Tank fiend. Biagi has these travel, I mean, it's like a, what is it called? A Zip Cube. It's a hanging shelves is what it is. But the cool thing, and why this I was so intrigued, is that you actually fold your clothes, you pack your clothes, you just pretend like it's shelves, like in your closet, and you fold your stuff and you stack it in there. You know, the top part is three sections, so you might do underwear, bras, and socks up here. And then you just fold it flat. I'm into rolling my things in my suitcase. I find it wrinkles less and it just feels like I can get more in there when I roll it instead of lay it flat. But the idea here is you can get more in if you just lay it flat. And then once you lay it flat, you smush it as much as you can. You just kind of just pancake it down. And then there are straps, just like you would have inside your suitcase, and you cinch it. And so you can get it even tighter with the straps. And then you close it up and you can zip it even if, you know, if you don't have anything in it. If you have stuff in it, you couldn't have much to zip it. But zipping it is if you just have nothing and you want to carry it somewhere. But yeah, you strap it. And once you strap it, then you're done. And you put it in your suitcase. And when you get to your destination, guess what? You unbuckle it and you take it out and you hang it up in your closet and you don't have to unpack and put things away. Isn't that amazing? So I am super excited to try this and I might end up getting another one. I don't know. But then if you get too many, then your closet, you don't have room in your closet because you got to hang this up in your closet. My husband wouldn't have any room in the closet. All right. So that is my hanging shelf zip cube from Biagi. And that was $39.99. A little bit pricier, but hey, if it saves me a little bit of time from having to put stuff away, I'm all for it. Okay. And this is my last item. And this is the one I'm most excited about, I think, other than my Bev Ledge. I'm very excited about my Bev Ledge. Oh, and my AirTag, but hopefully I won't lose my luggage. But the fun thing about the AirTag is I'll always know where my bag is. It's like tracking. I'll be like a private investigator tracking my bag. Where'd it go? Oh, it's there. I see it. I see it on the map. Find my bag. But this is a new backpack, a Biagi backpack. And I am so excited to use it for two reasons. So number one is, so I have a backpack. I love my backpack. My backpack gets very heavy. So I'm interested to see, is it because my actual backpack is heavier than this? It feels like this one's lighter weight than the other one. Or is it because I just put too much crap in it? And sometimes when you're going long distances in airports, that starts to weigh you down, give you backache. But I really love backpacks. I used to travel with heavy bags on the side and you get like shoulder. I mean, that's not good for you. Maybe if you had two and you lifted weights on a regular basis, but it's like gets you out of whack. A chiropractor's dream, actually. So having all these people with backaches. But anyways, so I'm going to see how this works with my new backpack. But there's two features that I love about this backpack is my backpack has, you can only zip it like, you know, only maybe a third of the way down on the sides. So I have multiple pockets, which probably like five, but they go deep and I forget which pocket I put things in because they're kind of all the same. And except I always know where my laptop top is because it's in the furthest one away. But it's number one, it's like a deep dark hole down there that I can't find stuff. Or there was something recently and I couldn't find it. And I was like, I lost it. I don't know what it is. I got home. I didn't even use it on my trip. And I got home and I was like, oh my God, it was in my backpack at the bottom of my backpack the whole time. So hopefully that won't happen with this. So it does have different compartments. It does have a laptop compartment, which is very important to me. But I'm not going to go into detail on all the compartments. But the two things it does that I like is it has a bottom compartment that you can remove. The square on the bottom is removable. You can zip it off. So if you aren't going a long trip, but you want to use your backpack, it makes it more compact. But guess what can go in here? They advertise this is where you carry your shoes. And so I can think of other things to put in here, like cords too. But isn't that fantastic? Because when I go to Thailand, I'm going to be wearing closed-toe shoes because they're the most comfortable when I'm on the airplane and when I'm in the airports because I get cold easy. And if you have cold feet, you're cold everywhere. So I usually need socks on my feet. And that means closed-toed shoes. So unless I get the kind that have the little separate parts for your toes. So anyways, I'm excited because I can put my shoes that I want to change into in here. I'm also going to bring slippers because I'm going to be on the plane for so long. So you've got this detachable compartment, which you can put whatever you want in it, shoes or something else. I like that. And then the other great thing is that it opens like a suitcase. So you can open it and look at, so I can open it, nothing will get lost. And it's got a little mesh cover over it. But this is, so everything has equal importance. It's not just like the things are going to get smushed on the top or the things, you know, everything has equal importance. And so it won't get lost. And so I'm really excited. I'm also excited because it's more like a suitcase and I am going to need to take an extra set of clothes because we're going to be staying. It's going to take us a while to get to our destination. So we're going to be sleeping in a hotel mid-trip while we're waiting to catch another flight. So easy access for a second outfit is what way I see it as well. So that is that's my show and tell. Oh, and the backpack, so reasonable. It was $42.11. So it was really only like $2.12 more than the hanging cube, the hanging shelf organizer. So super deal. I would have paid $100 for it. Because that's how much it's important to me to have a backpack that is functional because I use them so much. So I think I got everything. I think I gave you all of the prices and I will let you know how the Bevledge went. When I come back, I'll do a trip summary episode and I'll just touch on all these things that I used and what made the most difference and what was so worth the money. Maybe the hanging shelf will be a dud. I don't know. So we'll see. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you got an opportunity to watch this on YouTube and check it out. And like I said, if anything interests you, then use those links and it'll take you right to the page you need. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.